Great to have you with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Hi, Larry Mueller here. Glad to have you along today as we begin our program today by taking a look at UW Extension and our UW colleges. We've got a real gem here in our Extension Service and in our UW colleges. And great to have with us today Chancellor Ray Cross, been Chancellor of the UW Extension and UW Colleges since February 7th, if I'm not mistaken, of this year. He previously was president of Morrisville State College, Residential Agricultural and Technology College at the State University of New York, the Sunny System there. And great to have him along today to talk about what he sees in the way of priorities for UW Extension and UW Colleges. And certainly he's happy to answer your questions as we move along today. You can reach us at 1-800-642-1234. You can also email us. The email address is talk@wpr.org. And you can also post on my Facebook page. Just go to the Larry Mueller Show. If you want to post a question there, feel free to do it. Chancellor Ray Cross, welcome. Great to have you with us today.
Thanks, Larry. It's good to be here.
How have these first few months in Wisconsin been? A little hectic.
Rather exciting. Actually, as an education leader facing these kind of challenges, there aren't too many opportunities in one's life where you get to do something like that, participate in major changes. And so it's very exciting. I know we can make mistakes in doing it, but it's also an opportunity that doesn't come along very often.
Yeah. Well, your PhD is in administration. I know you've had many years of university administration experience, also a strong business background, including some small business ownership. And I'm wondering what skills and knowledge do you feel you've brought from those experiences to this job?
Well, there are days when you feel like you haven't brought anything to the job, but in reality, I've had experience obviously with public authorities, which is interesting for the discussion we've had lately in this state. A lot of entrepreneurial experience, developed entrepreneurial programs, built them within colleges. So that's been something that's near and dear to my heart and something that's incredibly important to not only this state but this country.
Absolutely. Well, maybe you can help our listeners understand what exactly are the UW colleges and UW Extension. I mean, they're everywhere.
Yeah.
Especially Extension is in every county.
Yeah, all 72 and in three tribal relationships. Well, let's start with the colleges. The colleges are 13 two-year campuses. They are the University of Wisconsin in your neighborhood. They are designed to be an access portal for students, adult or otherwise, wishing to attend the University of Wisconsin or elsewhere. All the credits transfer, and they're guaranteed to do so. It's a wonderful two-year experience. It truly is. And our students do exceedingly well when they transfer to the university campuses, the comprehensive, or to one of the two doctoral campuses. Extension is, as you noted, Larry, in 72 counties. We seem to be everywhere, and we do a lot of things. We're divided into the traditional roles of cooperative extension, ag kind of works, but we're also in family living areas to help counties in economic development. We do a lot of work, obviously, in entrepreneurship and economic development. We have a whole division there. Continuing education for the University of Wisconsin system, we do that. And in addition to that, obviously, public radio and public television is a part
absolutely.
Of that.
Absolutely. Well, as we've got callers online, Brad, we'll get to you in just a minute, let's take a look at some of the priorities for Extension. And by the way, on the colleges, I will say as someone who's taught here for quite a few years, some of my best students have come from UW-Baraboo or the other college systems, and they come in and they're ready to go. So I second what you had to say about the colleges and the prep work. But what are the priorities for Extension in colleges?
Well, part of our challenge right now is to try to find ways to help not only businesses but entrepreneurs feel comfortable in this state and gain experiences that help them be successful. And that's a priority for the state and for extension in the colleges. No matter what you're doing, can you do it better? Can you be more effective? Could you perhaps start a new business? Do you have an idea? So that's something we're trying to support and help. We're also trying to create more graduates. We know that within any local economy, for every percent you increase the number of associate and baccalaureate students, you increase the wealth and value in that community. So that's the second thing. And then the third thing, we're trying to grow our communities, to improve our communities, to do it in ways that are not only beneficial to the communities, but make them attractive for anyone to live in. Those are three broad categories, Larry.
Well, let's go to Brad in Plover, who has a question for you. Brad, hi, thank you for calling. What's on your mind? Hold on a second here. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Brad.
Hello, Chancellor. 20 years ago, the UW system initiated a program called the Design for Diversity Initiative. On paper, the UW system purposefully hires and admits staff and students from a diverse background. However, I found that this does not apply to people with disabilities, particularly those with chronic illness. These people still have a lot to offer the UW system. I feel that the UW system as a government institution should be setting an example to the rest of the employers in the state of including people with chronic illness, both as staff and students. Do you feel that this should be a purposeful priority within the UW system?
Absolutely, Brad. I don't know. I'm not familiar with the Design for Diversity program. I am familiar with some of the things we're doing, and as the grandfather of a disabled child, I personally am committed to doing whatever I can to engage that part of our community and the benefits of education.
Excellent. Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate your call. We have done a lot and continually try to do a lot at the state level, I think, in this area.
I think so. But there are always ways we can improve. And perhaps, Brad, if you're still listening, if you will contact my office and let me know what your particular situation is, maybe we can help you there. That's really important to us. It's a priority with us, and hopefully we can improve that. And if we failed in some way, let us know, would you, Brad?
Mm-hmm. We appreciate it. And the contact for that would be?
Yeah, he can call my office. Should I give that phone number?
You want?
Sure. 608-262-3786.
262-3786, 608 area code. All right, 262-3786. You can join in our conversation with our guest today as we talk with Chancellor Ray Cross about the priorities of the UW Extension and UW Colleges. The number for you to call to reach us, 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. You can also email us. The email address is talk@wpr.org. That's talk@wpr.org. And we'd love to hear from you. You've come out in support of a unified UW system, and that is also operational flexibilities for UW colleges and extension, along with the other UW institutions. Why do you see that as the most positive way forward?
Well, I believe that a unified system allows us to compete within a system of higher education rather than to compete in the political arena. My experiences in Michigan have shown that where those debates over resources occur at the political level, those institutions that happen to reside where powerful politicians happen to live do better. And I think what we're trying to do is make sure that higher education is treated professionally and equitably outside of the political arena and the influences of politics. There's always going to be politics, but I think that's one element. The other element in a unified system is this system is revered around the country. It is looked at with envy elsewhere. Mm-hmm. And I think we need to fix a lot of things There's no question about that. But we also need to be, we need to realize that this is a really outstanding system, and why should we tear it apart at this point? Now, are there some flexibilities that we need? Absolutely, Larry, absolutely. There are a number of them, but I'm not sure a change in governance is going to allow you to achieve those flexibilities.
Chancellor Ray Cross, our guest today, and again, you can join us at 1-800-642-1234 or email at talk@wpr.org. Well, let's take a look at some of the different pieces of extension and of our colleges and talk a little bit more about them. Cooperative extension, for example, how are we doing in the cooperative extension area? I know we've lost some faculty members over the years, tough times financially. How do you see us going in the co-op area?
I think the co-op area is actually doing very well in spite of the challenges we face for resources. The impact cooperative extension is having on our counties and communities, I visited several of those counties and county offices, and those folks are almost revered, Larry, be they economic development folks or the ag agent or the 4-H person or the family living agent. They are really well thought of in those local communities. The contributions they provide are obviously unbiased and very, very helpful to the local community.
Yeah, and I think there's a certain amount of professional zeal maybe associated with it turns out to not be sort of an 8 to 4:30 or a 9 to 5 kind of job for most of them.
No, most of them love their job, and the passion they exhibit for their job is really impressive. I've observed it on many occasions firsthand, and I've talked to so many county folks who work with these folks, and they speak so highly of them.
You know, it's interesting to me. I was just talking with someone about this last week, and he was mentioning that a former extension, a person who'd retired and was moved to California, was now the mayor of the city. And I know that I have a retired extension guy who is the mayor of a city in northern Wisconsin. And these folks become, even after retirement, I guess it's pretty hard to give it all up.
That's right. They're very committed to community and and they have a strong sense of civic responsibility.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's take some more calls. Ray in Appleton, we go to you next. Hi, Ray. Thank you for calling.
Roy, this is Roy.
Roy, sorry, Roy.
I just want to comment. That's quite all right. I spent 14 years on the Board of Visitors for the UW College System. I'm a graduate of Northwestern University, but started my career at UW-Manitowoc. Three of our children went through UW-Fox Valley, and one graduated with honors from GB, another one from went on to Minnesota, and the other went on to Madison. But one of the things I see is in the need to keep the system as a whole, because when you are a part of the colleges, you are a part of that greater institution, the University of Wisconsin, and it gives you that sense of pride and continuity in your education. And the other thing I'd like to point out is that we are doing more and more in outreach through our two-year campuses, such as in Menasha, with the engineering program, and cooperating with Near North Wisconsin to bring programs for people who are already need to upgrade their skills but cannot afford to go back to a four-year institution. The other thing is I just met this morning with UW Extension, and the summer programs that they put on and the outreach programs that they have for adults and children, we just need to tell the secret that we have in Wisconsin. It's too much of a best-kept secret.
Mm. Thanks for calling. Chancellor Cross, comments?
Well, Roy, thanks for calling in. I think what Roy has pointed out is the tremendous value to this state that both Extension and colleges bring at a very low cost. The impact is enormous, and I've noticed that all around the state. The way we are organized and the way we integrate into our communities to bring the resources of the university into those communities to create access to people that are place-bound or having difficulty finding access to the university. Just tremendous, and Roy's pointed that out. And it's not all that common around the country. You think it might be. The way Wisconsin does it is really, really impressive.
And in many other states, those things are all separated out or don't exist? Or
well, the way Extension is organized here, it is a separate entity outside of CALS or Human Ecology. The land grant portion is divided up. And Extension brings the needs of the local community to the attention of researchers within CALS. In most areas, those are embedded into the same unit, and the priorities of that unit may differ, and that's good. You understand it. Here you have both priorities being brought to the table with funding to help solve, maybe you got a farmer in Pierce County that has a spittle beetle problem or something to that effect, and those kinds of issues, or you have a community that's trying to figure out how to redo its downtown area. We can bring help to that area.
Chancellor Ray Cross, Chancellor of the UW Extension and UW College, is our guest. Ray in Wausau, we'll get to you in just a second. I want to remind everybody, though, that you can join in, too, with your questions and comments. Are you a product of the UW College system? Did you interact regularly or even sometimes with UW Extension employees? For what? Give us a call, 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org. I'm Larry Mueller. Judith Sears-Poisson, our producer, here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We'll take some more calls now as we visit with Chancellor Ray Cross, Chancellor of the UW-Madison, UW Extension and UW Colleges. And he's been in that role just since February of this year. And Ray in Wausau, it's your turn. Thanks for waiting, Ray.
Hello. I really am Ray.
Yeah.
I want to tell you a little story quickly. Just to set a little background, when I was going to undergraduate school, I was helping my daddy pay his rent. So I was poor, very poor. But I was sitting one day in the United Arab Emirates and looking out my office window and seeing about 20 or 30 people from Bangladesh. So they were laying pavers. It's hot there. And I was sitting in this office, air-conditioned, of course, thinking about the difference between myself in the office and the workers out front from Bangladesh. And I thought, you know, the real difference between myself and these workers is the United States educational system. And I know there's a lot of politics and so on and whatever, but, Chancellor, I need you to understand how desperately the United States depends on people like you to try to lead the state in a way that protects this system so that we don't become the Bangladesh and the pavement layers. It's true, some people need to lay pavement, but we need to have a system, as we have had, where the poor can go to school and have good jobs and do things in and outside of the country. I wanted to tell you that, and I appreciate you listening.
Thank you for calling. And Chancellor Cross, comments from you.
Well, thank you, Ray. I bear that burden every day. I feel like I do. I realize that our cause is not only noble, it's appropriate. In all truthfulness, I've poured a lot of concrete myself, and I have, though I've never laid any blacktop, I have laid a lot of pavers, and I enjoy doing that as well. But education not only helped me get a new career and build a new career, it also enriched my life. Whether I was laying pavers or fitting pipes, it's truly a way to enrich your life, and it has tremendous value. It doesn't just add to your earning potential. It adds to your ability to engage and enjoy not only life but your community. It's a richer, fuller life. In addition to that, some people are now questioning whether or not education is as valuable. Is it worth the money, given the debt that some students or graduates have once they graduate. The reality is it is. It's worth considerably more money if you have a bachelor's degree compared to your counterpart with a high school diploma. But the big element is the unemployment rate for a high school graduate exceeds 20% nationally and about 3% if you have a bachelor's degree. So it varies all along that spectrum. The curve actually goes the other way, which is really important at a time like this.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you very much, Ray, for calling. Appreciate it. Cecilia in Marshall, we'll turn to you next. Thank you for calling. Hello.
Hi. I just wanted to call and say I just graduated from University of Wisconsin Colleges, yay, Perrin County, and I'm 41, so I am a non-traditional student, and it was the best experience of my lifetime. I am leaving as so much fuller of a person and so much more confident and great education. So I just wanted to thank you.
Wow. And now what are you going to be studying? Or where are you going to be working, or what kinds of work do you want to do?
Well, I'm actually disabled, and I'm going to be going through some surgery, so I was really happy I was able to accomplish my two-year degree before I have to deal with that. And if I'm able to continue with my education, then I would like to transfer to UW River Falls and pursue something in agriculture.
Oh.
With the dream of one day working for UW Extension. So.
Oh, that's great. Chancellor Cross?
Well, I spoke at the Barron County commencement, so I probably met you,
and I can. So thank you.
Okay, congratulations.
Barron County Extension. So now we're in Barron. We have Barron County. We have Baraboo. You probably can't remember all 13 of them off the top of your head. I shouldn't have started.
Well, yeah, I think I can try. So, if that's what you're asking me, yeah. There. Yeah, you have Baraboo, Richland Center, Waukesha, Rock County. And then you have Sheboygan, Washington, Manitowoc, Marinette, Fox Valley, Fond du Lac, and Barron County. And I think that's it. Did I miss Marshfield and Marathon?
There you go. That's pretty good. Oh my goodness. Well, it was great to hear. Hear her call and Cecilia's call. And if you want to join in too with your own comment or question, maybe you just graduated or have some questions about the study at those colleges or questions about extension, give us a call at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or email us at talk@wpr.org. This whole business about, you know, you mentioned the graduation rates and I'm not sure what our rates are overall here in Wisconsin, but what do we do to increase those graduation rates, you know, at the college level?
Well, there's a national trend to use a common phrase, to plug the holes in the pipeline and to do that with increased support for those folks that are in the system that may drop out because they're struggling. Right now, most people are dropping out for financial reasons, and how do we support those kinds of things? It's difficult to do that. The other element is making sure students are prepared to go to college, fixing those holes in the pipeline. Increasingly, high school dropout rates are almost scary, and that's a very serious concern with me. So those are two quick things that I think two things that come to my mind quickly, but they are very serious problems and something that this country needs to be concerned about.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just so sad to see the high school dropout rate is pretty high, and it's something, and I guess in your position, it's probably a lot harder to work on something like that than where you are at with the colleges and extension.
It is, and it's something we need to partner with our local school districts on. We can't simply say to them, that's your problem, we'll take what you provide us. That's not appropriate. We're in this together, and we need to support them in their efforts to solve that problem.
Let's take some more calls. George in Whitewater, we turn to you next. Hi, George. Thank you for calling.
How you doing?
Good.
My question is, the recent breakup of the UW systems that's been proposed by the current government, I'd like your sort of, first of all, UW-Madison was a land-grant institution. It was brought about to serve the people of the state. Then a little bit later, towards the end of the century there, they had the Wisconsin Ideal proposed by La Follette and his group. What are your thoughts of if UW-Madison breaks away from the system, and how do you think that that will affect the Wisconsin Idea, the fact that, in fact, it was a land-grant institution and still is a land-grant institution, it's designed to serve the people of the state. Do you think we'll become too much of an elitist in that regard? And I'd just like to hear your thoughts on that.
Well, if I may, Larry, I'll let me try to respond to that, George, in a couple of ways. First of all, I don't believe that Madison is going to separate from the system. But let me try to be fair to both sides of that argument. Even if they were to become a public authority and become more independent, I don't believe they would abandon their commitment to the Wisconsin Idea. I believe that it might be jeopardized, or it might not be as great a priority, but I don't believe they would abandon that. So I think that's important. At this point, it looks as though there will not be a separate governance structure created. It looks as though that's not going to happen, or even the board within the board idea. It is important that we stay together and that we solve our problems internally as much as possible. I think it's also important that the Madison campus be given some freedoms to pursue world-class research. It is a part of the Wisconsin Idea to focus on the needs and concerns and issues of the people of the state, no matter where they live within the state. But it's also important that Madison be a world-class research institution. And sometimes that means they have to assume responsibility for solving problems in Bangladesh or elsewhere. And in order to achieve those together, the way we're organized as a single system means that neither would take preeminence, but both would be given equal priority. And I think that's really important to the future of Madison campus and to the state.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I came here to go to school at the UW-Madison, and I came from the East Coast. And one of the things that brought me was the strength of that university. This is back in the 70s. I was accepted at Columbia, and I was accepted at Madison. And my father said, well, you're going to Madison. He believed in the Wisconsin Ideal. And I would hate to see that lost. I mean, now I'm serving. I teach at one of the university campuses, and I, you know, this is Madison's brought me in, and I don't know, hopefully I'm contributing to the state. But, you know, I think that's a great thing that the state university does, and I'd hate to see it lost. That's why.
Yeah. Thank you.
We agreed, Larry. All right, George.
George, thanks so much for calling. Appreciate your call. Carrie in Brookfield, we'll turn to you next. Hi, Carrie. Thanks for calling.
Hi, I just wanted to speak to the point of the colleges being providing enrichment to people who aren't necessarily enrolled. I've had great opportunity with the UW Waukesha Symphony Band. They need community members to fill out some of the sections, and that's been a very rewarding experience for me, both playing a higher caliber of music than I can get in a community band, and in having relationships with some of the students. Also, I took some language classes there a few years ago.
That is very cool.
Carrie, what instrument do you play?
Bass clarinet.
Ah, congratulations.
Oh, that's wonderful. And that is something that you see in the college system. You see a pretty close relationship, I think, with the community and between the community and the college.
I think that's true elsewhere, especially among the UW colleges campuses, where members of the community often participate in the local band or a choral group. It's pretty slick. Mm. It's part of that whole process of being engaged in the local community.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Carrie. Appreciate your call. And Dave in Dunn County, let's turn to you next. Hi, Dave.
Hello. You mentioned high school dropout rate was 20%, I forget what it was, but it's troubling. But I wondered if that was across the whole state, or there were certain areas of the state and ethnicities that were perhaps higher that would maybe skew the numbers, and if you would break it down a little bit more specifically, mm-hmm. as far as areas and ethnicities, maybe we could understand it better.
Okay.
Yeah, Dave, that I'm not exactly sure that I said a number, because it, as you noted, it varies by region. Urban dropout rates are much higher and much more of a concern to all of us. We should be very seriously concerned about that, because those folks need to participate in our economy just as effectively as everyone in our population. And that is an important element, not only for the colleges, but also for our school systems throughout the country. In New York City, that's a highest priority. It came from New York. That was one of the highest priorities, how to fully engage not only all of the ethnic groups. This country is a complete melting pot, and it's really important that all get to participate in our educational system, yeah. and effectively, so they can succeed.
Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate your call. And you can join in, too, at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or email us at talk@wpr.org. And let's take some emails. Excuse me. Email from Lorraine. How can the UW colleges distinguish themselves from the many online colleges that offer quality education? Excuse me.
Well, Lorraine, the colleges are, my phrase for the colleges is, we are the University of Wisconsin in your community. We're not a typical community college. Our faculty are credentialed at the same level as the faculty throughout the University of Wisconsin, and we provide that small, local, dedicated experience that I think is very, very meaningful to learners in our region. If you're looking for an experience online, it's important that you separate quality, and whether it's the colleges of what we call the continuous education portion of extension, or it's the colleges online, or one of the other UW colleges, the logo itself carries with it a branding of quality, and I think that's really important, making sure that you get the kind of education that is of high quality, and the UW moniker carries that, whether it's through the colleges or it's through continuing education or some other University of Wisconsin site.
We have an email from Ann in Madison. The extension offers a broad range of educational opportunities. I'm a graduate of UW-Madison. I'm currently taking a couple of non-credit enrichment courses through the UW Extension each year and have enjoyed them. Wonderful variety of courses, language, dance, history, pretty much you name it. It's a great way to try something different and stay connected with the UW. And Anne also mentions she'd like to see the UW system stay unified so we can share resources throughout the state and offer more educational options for Wisconsin students in these economically challenged times.
Well, thanks, Ann. I agree. Those are part of our commitment, excuse me, to serving the community as well. I think, though, I'm not going to sign up for a dance class tomorrow, Larry, though it sounds like, Ann, you really enjoyed that.
All right. Thank you so much for that email. And let's turn to Matt in Platteville next. Hi, Matt. Thank you for calling.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
My question pertains to the high school dropouts. What about the kids who abuse the system? They, you know that, I don't need to go to school. I can just drop out and then, you know, live off the government, per se. Well, how do you get to those kids?
Well, part of education in the whole spectrum, within the whole spectrum, is educating people about those kinds of things. And we understand that within our society there are forces that push people in different directions. And how do we deal with some of that? I believe there's no simple answer to that, but the value of an education remains unchallenged, both in terms of its economic impact, though some are challenging it today, and in terms of its impact on your long-term unemployment. When one-fifth of those students who drop out, or more than one-fifth, are unemployed, it has a huge economic impact, not just on those students, but on all of us in this society.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for that call. Appreciate it, Matt. So you've had a chance, Chancellor Cross, to get around the entire state. What are your impressions of the state as you travel around?
I like the place, and I like the values that this state seems to hold dear and its priorities. It's always had a reputation with a commitment to education and a commitment to the environment and a commitment to agriculture. As a former farmer, farm boy, let me rephrase that. My dad was the farmer. I have a deep appreciation for dairy farming. I've milked a few cows in my life, Larry.
Yep.
And a commitment that this state has to agriculture, to tourism, to manufacturing, and to do it in a balanced way that's meaningful. It's a great state, and it's a beautiful state. Now, I need to correct you. I haven't been all over. This is a big state.
Yeah, it's a big state, isn't it?
That's right.
And it's an interesting state. I mean, from the north to the northern part of the state looks totally different, and is totally different from the central, which is totally different from the south. It's a pretty diverse state, geographically right. and otherwise.
I was in Marinette the other day for a commencement there, and that's just a beautiful location. And to see some of the new shipbuilding efforts and what they're doing there was very encouraging.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I want to thank you so much for taking time to be with us today. I really appreciate it. And I would encourage people to go online. You go to if you type in UW, University of Wisconsin Colleges. Mm-hmm. You're going to have a chance to there'll be a website that'll pop up, and you'll have a chance to take a look at the various offerings around the state. I think it's wonderful, and a much less expensive way to finish a 4-year, two years at Baraboo or wherever, and then finish off a 4-year degree somewhere else is about as inexpensive and just as enriching an experience as you're going to find going all 4 years here at Madison or Milwaukee or one of the other places.
And they can enter UW Extension, too, and get to that webpage.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it very much. Ray Cross is Chancellor of the UW Extension and UW Colleges since February of this year. We'll have him back, and we'll do this again after he's had a chance to think some more. I know there are some programs that he's been working on that will be put into place, and we can talk about them the next time he comes by. I appreciate having him with us. Coming up, we're going to talk with Rob Reichel. He has a new book out, and the book is about Aaron Rodgers. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.